Welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, certainly by now you have heard the big news that this virus is not going away. In fact, it's spreading more and more. And one thing that is spreading more than the virus itself are the myths and the fallacies and the false sense of how to get rid of the virus and how to keep it from spreading. And one of the things that is bothering me and is troublesome are all of these ways that people think that they can keep themselves from contracting this virus and keeping the germs away. I have been encumbered by hearing these techniques and this hearsay, so I decided that what better way to communicate this with the community and with my fans and followers is to do some research on this topic and get down to the actual nitty-gritty of what is real, what is factual, and what is just a myth. Anytime there is something like this that occurs and there's something that is worldwide news, and certainly something as global as this, myths will occur. Hearsay will happen. People are in a panic. And I think that the approach that we should take is to remain calm. The facts that I'm stating today come from the World Health Organization. This is research that I've done based on articles written today, March 18th, 2020, also from John Hopkins Infection and Disease Prevention Center, and from CNN Chief Medical Staff Centers. And again, the news is all brought from recent articles that are based on what I read today. And as we know, things change day to day. So keep that in mind as we listen to this podcast and hopefully take in what you hear and certainly practice and exercise some of the things that you hear during this radio show. There's a lot of information circulating about the coronavirus disease in 2019. So it's important to know what is true and what is not. So hopefully this will help you clarify the difference between fact and false. It's been called now not a pandemic, but an infodemic, meaning that there's been a lot of false information. I had to chuckle as I was doing some of my research because I didn't know this, but Tito's Vodka in Texas, that's where their distribution center is, they had to make an official statement last week letting people know that vodka cannot be used to make hand sanitizer. Apparently, somewhere somebody posted that you can take vodka and use that, mix it up with aloe and make hand sanitizer. Well, you can certainly try, but it's not going to kill the germs. So this is just one example of how people are panicking and they're using nonsense to create more havoc. So I'm going to kind of go through the top 10 myths that are out there, and I'm sure you've heard some of them. So hopefully this will help you shoot them down. Okay, first and foremost, the big one is home remedies. people are putting together these concoctions thinking that they can either keep themselves from contracting the virus or keep themselves from being infected by creating their own home remedies. First one that I've heard a lot of is if you drink water every 15 minutes, that this will flush the virus out of your system, that it will keep you from contaminating others, and it will keep you from exhibiting symptoms. This is very, very false. I've also read that people think swallowing and gargling with bleach, steroids, essential oils, salt water, any other substance will help with this, and that again is very, very false. The only thing that will keep you from getting this virus is by staying in and keeping yourself from being exposed. Can regular rinsing your nose with saline help prevent infection with this new coronavirus? No, there is no evidence that rinsing your nose with saline can protect you from this virus. Now, there is limited evidence that rinsing your nose with saline could help you recover from a common cold. And as you can see, then somebody might have taken that information and then transferred it into creating this home remedy for the coronavirus. This home remedy also then goes on to include eating garlic can help prevent cure you, although garlic is a healthy food and it does have some antimicrobial properties. There is no evidence that this is going to help the current outbreak. So please don't think that eating garlic is going to help. All right. Another big one that I've heard, and I've been hearing this now for a while, is that the virus was created deliberately. False. Viruses can change over time. Occasionally, a disease outbreak happens when the virus that is common in an animal, such as a pig or a bat or a bird, undergoes changes and then passes it to humans. This is likely how the coronavirus may have started, but there is no actual proof on how this virus started. Interesting. I'm sure you guys have a Lysol bottle handy. If you look on the back, it actually will say on the back that the Lysol will help prevent spreading of the coronavirus. And this is because the coronavirus has been around for years. We're at coronavirus 19. There's been many, many strains of this virus. It's not a new virus by any means. So it is something that has been around before. It's just a different strain of one. All right, next big one. Heat can kill the virus. Again, information false. Some statements have been made earlier on that have implied that this virus can be gone by the spring and that weather has been known to kill the virus. But since then, the CDC has proven this wrong. The virus is currently spreading in warmer climates, and therefore there is no connection between the temperature and the virus itself. From the evidence so far, the COVID-19 virus can be transmitted in all areas, including hot and humid weather. And it does not matter where you live and where you travel to, you can certainly be contaminated. And going along with this one, it ties in with the home remedy from above. Taking a bath in hot water will not help you get rid of the virus. There have been reports of people thinking that they could take a bath in really super hot, scalding water, or even use hand dryers or UV lamps to kill the virus. And the only thing that's going to do is burn your skin, harm you, and or cause extreme skin irritation. So please do not think that heat is going to be a source of killing this virus. So moving on, spraying alcohol or chlorine all over your body will not kill the coronavirus. Somebody posted on Facebook and it went viral, which I have to learn to not say that anymore. But she posted a video of a little boy getting off the school bus a couple weeks ago, and mom just sprayed her son from head to toe with Lysol. Well, that is only going to harm anybody because Lysol is toxic, and if it goes into either the mouth, the nose, the ears, it's only going to cause harm. So spraying alcohol or chlorine all over the body, it's not going to kill the virus. What is true is that spraying these substances can be very harmful to the mucous membranes, and it actually could cause more harm by drying them out and causing the body to not be able to fight off a normal common cold. So please don't think that using these disinfectants on the body is going to help by any means. If you are interested in helping your immune system, last week I did a show on how you can help boost your immune system by changing your diet and incorporating healthier foods into your lifestyle. So I encourage you to tiptoe back to last week's episode and read up on some of those tips that you can do to help you out with that as well. All right, so another big one, and now that we're starting to get more and more homebound, people are buzzing about this one here. So can you contract the virus, or can it be spread through the mail? Ordering or buying products shipped from China cannot make you sick, and you cannot catch the virus through the mail. Researchers are studying the new coronavirus to learn more about how it infects people, and certainly there's a lot to be learned still, but they do know that it does not stay long alive long enough on surfaces. So you are not likely to get this virus from a package, especially after it's been in transit for days or weeks. The illness is most likely transmitted by droplets of an infected person's sneeze or cough, and it is airborne that way. But like I said earlier, this information is emerging daily. The likelihood of an infected person's contaminating commercial goods is extremely low, and the risk of catching this virus that causes the COVID-19 from a package that has been moved, traveled, and exposed in very many different conditions and temperatures is extremely low, and there have not been any proven documented cases of this so far. So don't go into panic mode. Again, this is a case where people are starting to overthink. If we start overthinking, then at this point we shouldn't just worry about mail. We would have to worry about currency. We would have to worry about goods that we buy at the store. So at this point, we have to only rely on research and what the CDC and all of the medical information that we get is providing for us. And certainly mail is considered safe. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about the myths of the coronavirus and what should you believe. Certainly there's a lot of things floating around out there, and actually there's probably more myths floating around out there than there is of the virus. So let's stay calm and let's keep our positive mind out there, and let's talk about some of the other things that I've heard and that I've read about that people are panicking about that we don't need to panic about. Number 6, the new coronavirus cannot be transmitted through mosquitoes or domestic pets. To date, there has been no information nor evidence to suggest that the new coronavirus can be transmitted by a mosquito or by an animal. Researchers are working very hard, and they're doing many, many studies, not only on trying to find a vaccine, but they are also working on different tests and studies to confirm that this virus cannot be transmitted through pets. A lot of hearsay. People are saying that they feel that they are being compromised by animals or by mosquitoes, and that is very false. I've heard rumors myself that spring is coming and the mosquitoes are going to be out, and that's going to cause a whole nother world of panic. Again, World Health Organization debunks. Do not worry about the pets and do not worry about the mosquitoes. You are safe. Number 7, will a face mask protect you from the COVID-19? This is a big one, because actually when this one came up, I thought, well, surely it does. I mean, why else would face masks be sold out everywhere? Well, here we go. False. A regular face mask will not protect you. And again, this is information coming from Johns Hopkins Infection and Disease Prevention Center as of this morning, March 18th, 2020. For the general public without respiratory illnesses, wearing a lightweight disposable surgical mask is not recommended. They do not fit tightly. They may allow tiny infected droplets to get in to the nose, mouth, or eyes. Also, people with the virus on their hands who touch their face under a mask might be infected. There have been studies done that most people that purchase these masks are not putting them on the right way, or are putting them on but then later on touching their face or their eyes or their mouth. What is true, however, is that certain models of professional, tight-fitting respirators can protect healthcare workers or first responders as they care for infected patients. So people with a respiratory illness can wear these masks to lessen their chances of infecting others. But bear in mind that stocking up on these masks makes fewer available for the sick patients and the healthcare providers who actually really need them. This came up in my house just today, because my second oldest daughter is a resident at UIC in the city, and we have to move her out of her dorm tomorrow. And right away she says, "Mom, you know, can you get me a mask? You know, we're going to be downtown." And I'm glad I read up on this research, because when you think about it, if I were to go try and find these masks, we would put them on for the commute down there. We would wear them, but as we are moving her out of her apartment, most likely they would move around, they would not be secure on our faces, and it would be a complete and irrelevant point to wear them. As we're downtown in her apartment, it's just going to be the five of us. So we are practicing that 6-foot rule amongst, you know, we're just with our own family. So why have the mask on? We're with our own family. So that would institute a panic in us if we were to get the masks. So don't think that a mask is going to protect you. So put that one to rest. Okay. Number 8, a vaccine to cure the COVID-19 is available. Well, I think by now you know that there is no vaccine available, but what is true is that they are working on one, and they are working around the clock on one. And whatever you've heard so far may or may not be true, but according to my latest research, the one that is being worked on may not be available for several weeks or months. Not only do they have to develop one, but they have to make sure that it is effective and that it is safe and that it works well on human beings. So one thing we don't think about as regular human beings and not scientists or medical professionals is that they can't just give us something that they discover. They have to make sure that it is safe and that it does indeed work. One thing I will caution you on, because this was a huge myth, is that you should not be under the assumption that any vaccine or antibiotic for any cold or pneumonia or last year's flu will work on this new coronavirus. I spoke to my medical provider today in preparation for this show, and I asked her if she had anything to add. And she said they've had an overwhelming amount of people calling, wanting to just get a prescription for last year's vaccine and or antibiotics. They will not work against this particular strain. Vaccines against pneumonia and influenza type B do not provide the same protection. The virus is so new that it needs its own vaccine. All right, so our number nine. This one is really interesting. This is a new one that just surfaced, and my goodness, by next week, there's going to be a whole slew of new others. This is a myth that I stumbled across, and this one was on CNN. Chief medical staff provider exposed this one today in a podcast. There is a rumor going around that if you are exposed twice, that your incubation period could last up to 3 weeks. Sounds pretty realistic, but basically the incubation period is the time between catching the virus and having symptoms. So that is the period in which you are contagious. And most estimates of the incubation period for COVID-19 range between 1 and 14 days. However, the most common is 5 days. So of that incubation period of 1 to 14 days, most commonly people will start showing symptoms at 5 days. These estimates will be updated as more data becomes available. And yet there's no evidence at all that double exposure can lead to longer incubation periods. Scientists have done studies where they have taken patients who have been exposed and they have exposed them again to other patients to see if their incubation period will extend. And on multiple research occasions, it has not. So that is a rumor. Do not believe it. And I've saved my number 10 for last because this one is very important. And this myth really does need to be shut down. The myth, this virus will kill you, is a myth. This is very false. Although this virus can be fatal, it is extremely rare. The World Health Organization has established that it has a 1% fatality rate. People who get sick will just have a common cold. Healthy people will recover from this without any medical intervention. What's important to note that anybody with an underlying medical condition can be affected more severely. And it's no different than last year's flu or flus that have been around for decades now. Because this particular strain is so highly contagious and has a longer incubation period, the likelihood of people with a compromised immune system contracting it will increase dramatically if we don't try to distinguish it. So the reason for all of this panic is because it is so highly contagious. Therefore, more people can contract it. So I'm going to put this in very basic terms. 1% of 1,000 people is a lot less than 1% of 100,000 people. So by limiting our social contact, by staying in and by washing our hands, and by making sure that we limit our contact and exercise that 6-foot rule. So if you do have to go out, try to stay 6 feet away from somebody. It's going to drive our numbers down. That 1% might be somebody important to you. And although that 1% typically will be somebody who is health compromised, it still might be somebody that you spread the virus to. I have young children, they're adolescents, and they seem to feel that they're invincible. They're in their late teens and 20s, and you know, all the reports say you're just going to get a cold. Well, I explained to them last night, and they heard this loud and clear. And this is my final message. for you to share with your young children and your grandchildren. If you are young and healthy, you don't need to worry. But theoretically, the young and healthy are the ones that can carry it to someone's parent or grandparent who could be a cancer patient or have a weakened immune system. And it's really not that big of a deal if your son or daughter gets a cold. But if they inadvertently carry it to somebody who is recovering from cancer or is in chemotherapy, who then ends up contracting it, who then puts them in a risk factor that is fatal, then that 1% is going to hit home a lot harder. So spread that message. Make sure that if you do hear a rumor and it sounds fishy to you, contact your health professional with questions or concerns. And if you're going to Google anything, Google it and look it up from a reputable website. Don't just Google. Go on the CDC, go on the World Health Organization website. All of the facts are clearly written there. And in conclusion, wash your hands 20 seconds under warm water with soap. Practice social distancing. Watch for symptoms and please do not panic. Stay strong. And as I always say, there is a silver lining to every dark cloud. And this one will shine as they all do. Enjoy your day. Those of you that are listening who live in the Del Webb community or know somebody that lives in the Del Webb community or in the Huntley community that might need help grocery shopping because either you feel uncomfortable going out to the stores or don't feel that you can get out to the stores, I am offering a free service that I will come out, get your groceries, and shop for you, drop them off free of charge. You just need to send me a list and then obviously compensate me for the bill, as much as I would love to pay for the bill. But the charge for shopping and dropping off is zero. Please let me know by emailing me at getyoufit4@gmail.com. That is getyoufit, GETUFIT, 4, the number, at gmail.com. Thank you.